More than 3 million children are at risk of being exposed to domestic violence in the United States every year. Since October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, we're taking a special focus on how domestic violence impacts the children who live in affected homes. Welcome to Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones, Executive Director at SCAN of Northern Virginia, and my guest today is Nicole Acosta with the Loudoun Abused Women Shelter, also known as LAWS. Thanks for joining us, Nicole.
Thank you.
Today, we'll discuss the high cost to children and to our community when a child is exposed to domestic violence, as well as its prevalence in our local community and what we can each do to help the parents struggling to raise children in a violent home. So the term domestic violence can mean different things to different people. How do you define domestic violence?
We at LAWS define domestic violence as a pattern of abusive behavior towards a partner that can look like a lot of different things. We often think of domestic violence in terms of physical abuse, so hitting, kicking, punching, anything that might cause an injury. But it's really about power and control, and other factors that play into that abuse are emotional or psychological abuse, sexual abuse, financial abuse, so withholding money or important and needed items from the family. Those all play into this pattern of abusive behavior to exert power or control over your family.
And we often, unfortunately, hear parents who've had violent interactions tell us, well, my child was sleeping, so they're not aware. Does a child have to actually see the abuse to be affected?
Not at all. I have met with many parents in my time at LAWS who have told me my child was sleeping and they didn't see what happened. When I meet with the child individually, they'll tell me they heard what happened, which is sometimes almost as scary. They might be in their room or away from the incident, but just hearing the yelling, things breaking, screaming and threats, that can all have a very long-lasting impact on the child. Not only do children notice what's happening at the time of the incident, they also see things happening before and after. Often with victims, they'll tell us that there's this tension-building phase where the abuser is becoming more and more irritable, and they know that an incident's coming. Children are very perceptive when they see these behaviors happening. They also notice what happens afterwards. They hear the crying. They see bruises or injuries. They see the aftermath in the house when things are broken. And with emotional abuse, they also see both parents feeling very upset or remorseful about what happened. So definitely they know what's happening even when you're not sure that they're even awake.
And you just mentioned a long-lasting impact on the children. Let's talk about what are the effects on the child.
Now, the effects of witnessing domestic violence are very long-lasting. There's some things we see with younger children. We often see sleep disturbances, what we call psychosomatic complaints, but basically tummy aches, things hurting when you're not really sure there's a medical reason for that happening. We often see symptoms of anxiety or depression. With older teens or older children, we'll see maybe behavioral issues at school. Sometimes it might look like aggression. They're acting out. They're angry. But it's really a symptom of maybe an anxiety or depressive issue that's happening. We also see isolation from their peers. Often that could be an abusive tactic. An abuser might make it very difficult for their partner or their children to interact with others in the community as a way to make sure they don't tell anybody what's happening or that they don't have a support system to go to if they wanted to leave.
And what about the impact on the abused parent and their ability to interact with their child in healthy ways?
Well, parenting is one of the hardest jobs in the world, and parenting while you're being abused by your partner makes it 100 times harder. So with parents who are victims, we see a lot of different things. So one thing we often see is that the children and the parent have to bond together in order to get through this horrible experience, which in some ways is a survival skill and a coping mechanism, but it sometimes can lead to sort of unhealthy dynamics between maybe the victim parent and the child, where they're both more equals or in a supportive type of role. We also often see that an abuser might become an extreme disciplinarian with the children. So that undermines the victim's ability to appropriately parent and discipline her children. And then we'll also see that, when you've been torn down repeatedly through psychological or emotional abuse, your confidence as a parent is significantly reduced and you're not able to feel confident that you're doing the right thing. So that leads to depressive symptoms, which then make it really difficult for the children to connect with their parent and build that nurturing bond.
Mm-hmm. And I guess I want to move to what we can do, but before we leave the effects, I guess we should also address the cycle issue that children who have witnessed abuse in their home much mm-hmm. more likely to become abusers or victims themselves as adults.
Right. There's plenty of research that shows just that being a victim of domestic violence as a child or witnessing one parent abuse another, the likelihood of becoming a victim is much higher. And that could be a victim of domestic violence or actually sexual assault. There's a strong correlation between those two. There's also some research that indicates that, children who see abuse, there's a higher likelihood of becoming abusive later as an adult. That's not to say, we've talked to a lot of mothers who are really concerned that because their boys see their father or saw their father abusing them, they'll become an abuser themselves. That's not to say that all children do. What I tell those parents are early intervention and building a support system are the keys to preventing that from happening.
Interrupting that cycle. Right. If you are just joining us, this is Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones from SCAN of Northern Virginia, along with Nicole Acosta from the Loudoun Abused Women's Shelter. So since it takes a village to look out for a child, what are some of the signs that a family is experiencing domestic violence or that a child has witnessed?
One of the signs that I think professionals or community members tend to see first is that isolation factor that I mentioned. Also, children tend to show those symptoms that I talked about. They might be overly irritable. They might be really sleepy at school or at their sports practice, really tired. One, maybe because they're not sleeping because of the anxiety they're experiencing, or maybe because they were up all night because the police were there or because there was an incident that was occurring. We also often see children who are really withdrawn maybe there's a change in their behavior. So they might have been pretty active and outgoing with their friends, and then all of a sudden we see something changing. They don't want to talk about what's happening, or they're becoming irritable. But it's also important to know that you might not see anything. Children who live in violent homes are very skilled at knowing how to cover up their feelings. They've been told not to talk to anybody about what's happening, maybe by the abuser who's afraid that there'll be a consequence, or maybe even by the victim who's afraid that someone might try to take their children away. So often children might appear fine on the outside, but they're really struggling on the inside.
So throughout this year, SCAN has been focusing on how kids need connections, and that theme seems very appropriate to this discussion. How can other adult connections in the community help a child who either is currently or has witnessed domestic violence at home?
There is some great research that shows that there are certain factors that promote resiliency in children who've witnessed traumatic events, including domestic violence. And one of the number one things they have found that it's an indicator that a child's going to be okay is support systems outside of their home and a strong connection with one adult, at least one adult, who is a caretaker for them and non-abusive. So as a community member, it's really important to make sure that child knows they can come and talk to you about what's happening without any judgment or without a strong reaction. It's really important to just listen and to tell them that they were brave for talking to you about that. It's also really important to not make promises you can't keep. So, if the child's saying, please don't tell anyone, if you're in a role where maybe you're required to report something as a mandated reporter, or maybe where you work, that's a requirement. It's important not to promise a child you won't tell about what they just said. So those are all things that are really important to building a support system for a child outside of just their home environment.
And you talked about sort of it not being a guarantee or a given that that child would grow up to sort of be involved on the victim or abuser side of domestic violence. And so it seems like we also have a role in helping kids see other ways of interacting mm-hmm. in healthy relationships, be they romantic relationships or friendship relationships, so that that these kids can observe and learn from those healthy sort of social interaction skills.
Yes, absolutely.
So before we conclude, I want to be sure to give you a chance to tell us about Laws' services and what a victim who might be listening today can do to turn for help.
Sure. So Laws is a domestic and sexual violence service provider located in Loudoun County, Virginia. And we provide an array of services for victims experiencing abuse. We offer an emergency shelter. So if someone is in danger and needs to leave their home, we have a safe shelter in a confidential location where we provide services to victims and help them find a safe housing. We also have a community services center in downtown Leesburg where any victim of domestic or sexual violence can go to get help. And there we provide counseling, free legal services, support groups, parenting classes, and advocacy services. We also really believe in prevention of violence in our community and strongly believe that reaching our young people is the way to prevent the cycle of domestic violence from passing along generation to generation. So we have a teen violence prevention program that provides education and outreach services to middle school and high school students in Loudoun County Public Schools and other partners we have throughout the community. For a victim or even a friend of a victim who's looking for more information about our services, we have a 24-hour hotline that you can call. It's 703-777-6552. And you can also visit our website to find out more information about our services at www.lcsj.org. All of our services are completely confidential and free of charge.
Great. Thank you for joining us, Nicole. When a home is filled with violence, the abused parent faces a frightening and complicated situation. There are usually no easy answers for the victim or the children witnessing the abuse. As friends, family members, and caring adults, there are things we can do, especially to connect with the children involved. Witnessing domestic violence puts these children at risk, but healthy connections with nurturing adults can help them heal, build their own resilience, and break that generational cycle. This has been Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones from SCAN of Northern Virginia, and I want to thank Nicole Acosta from the Loudoun Abused Women's Shelter for joining us to talk about this very important topic. Remember, kids need connections. We are all responsible for connecting with the children in our communities, and we can each help families thrive. For more information about children who witness domestic violence, as well as other parenting challenges, visit the SCAN website at scanva.org.